This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states, Texas being the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries with 228 delegates. The biggest primary of the day was California with 415 delegates. Senator Bernie Sanders appears to have won there. He's also the projected winner in three other states. The clear results still pending in Maine, where the race between Biden and Sanders has been too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Last night, despite no big wins in the Super Tuesday contests, Michael Bloomberg was talking positively to his supporters.
Clearly, Trump is scared stiff of facing us, and for good reason.
But reports are Bloomberg will be meeting with campaign advisors this morning to reassess whether to stay in the Democratic race. Senior campaign officials telling NBC News that no decisions have been made. Bloomberg did fly to New York late yesterday. He currently has no public events scheduled for today. Most of the devastation and death from yesterday morning's Tennessee tornadoes is in Putnam County, Tennessee, about 80 miles east of Nashville. At least 18 of the 25 people killed and about 90 other people who were injured were in Putnam County. Now, as of last evening, nearly 40 people were still unaccounted for, but authorities say they don't believe all of those people are dead or even missing, but just haven't been in contact with loved ones. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is advancing in the race for one of Alabama's two U.S. Senate seats. Sessions receiving enough votes in the primary yesterday to face former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a runoff on March 31st. The winner will then face off against Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Jones. Sessions was ousted from his post in the Trump administration after his decision to recuse himself from the FBI investigation into Russia's election meddling. The World Health Organization is warning of global outages and shortages of medical equipment. The organization warning of price gouging as well, as around 80 nations are fighting the coronavirus. The WHO urging medical supply companies and governments to boost production by at least 40% to help stop the spread of the respiratory illness. And Spike Lee says he will not be going to any more New York Knicks games, at least not for the rest of this season. The Academy Award-winning director telling ESPN he won't be in his courtside seats at Madison Square Garden until next year because of an incident caught on video that shows him arguing with workers over which entrance he should use. Lee said he was just going to drop it until the Knicks put out a statement calling the idea of the director being a victim laughable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to be, as they say. And talk about being here with us right now. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal analyst. Right here, he is in the Casa. Hey, how we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I mean, having all kinds of fun. I just wish that something would happen in the political genre. It's just so boring. I mean, nothing's happening anymore. I'm watching reruns of MASH, and, you know, I'm not even sure what next to go to.
You know, we say there's no such thing as a slow news day anymore, but there's no such thing as even a medium news day. Everything is all pedal to the metal. Well, particularly when it comes to the coverage of this coronavirus, which now the left has latched onto.
Well, you know, it's all in the spirit of, you know, what the Democrats have long said. You can't let a good crisis go to waste. And here it is. I mean, they're really not helping the cause. They're not interested in helping the cause. It's like this has been a gift given to Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats just to find another reason to blame Trump. And, of course, Trump's knee-jerk reaction is, you know, to call it a hoax. And it's probably that word tied into this. And then they go, oh, you know, how can you say this coronavirus is a hoax when it wasn't that he was saying the virus and the possibility being a hoax. It was the hoaxness of the Democrats with another issue that they get their hands on. Let's just, you know, let's go around and chase windmills and, you know, like Don Quixote and not really, you know, come alongside and be a part of the solution. Let's just aggravate the situation and, you know, and build it up, because what's going to happen is this too will pass, James. Mark our words. This too will pass, and all the naysaying and all the reckless, irresponsible statements made on behalf of the Democrats will just go ignored, and next thing you know, they're back on the shows as experienced pundits, you know?
Well, that's right. Now, you actually, in this situation regarding, you know, the coronavirus and the fact that the coverage is a hoax, there are two forces that come together, and those two forces make this story, you know, hyper-exaggerated. And the two forces are this. One is that the media is always searching for eyeballs and always trying to sensationalize stories. I mean, we see it with weather. We see it, you know, with the hurricane coverage. Mm-hmm. We see it with any kind of tragedy, any kind of mass shooting. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to diseases, we've seen it with swine flu, bird flu, mad cow disease. I mean, it's nauseating. But you have that normal kind of approach of the media looking for the sensational, looking for eyeballs, combined with the Trump hatred, where the media has moved from one story to the next, and very clearly everyone who watches understands with great hope this one is going to do it.
Yes.
This one is going to harm President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see them latch onto, which is exactly what the president was talking about in South Carolina when he brought up the Russian hoax, the Ukrainian hoax, and he said, well, now they have a, quote, new hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is just after the president had set up a task force headed by Vice President Pence, a very well-qualified, well-staffed task force to deal with this virus. And what does the media do? They twist it and they come out and report that the president called the virus a hoax. I mean, it's absurd. It's ludicrous. It makes no sense. And for anyone who heard the president, they knew that is not what he said. And there's been no retraction.
No. Right.
There's been nothing. And so what we have is the left-leaning media engaged in very dangerous, very damaging, fear-mongering. Remember what FDR said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. This fear-mongering is far more dangerous than the coronavirus. You give you an example. Right south of Los Angeles is this place called Orange County. Millions reside there. It's the size of a major city. I think it's over 3 million people. And Orange County has declared a national emergency, a state of emergency, a disaster. Do you know that Orange County has one case diagnosed of coronavirus? That one case, the person has totally recovered, and they declare a state of emergency. This is happening across the country. And what this is an absolute mindless panic on one hand, but there are some people, they're engineering something that they think will hurt Trump, and they're willing to tank the economy to make dangerous conditions for people, to harm small businesses across this country, to harm our foreign policy. And that's what the Democrats have been doing now and their allies in the media for 3.5 years. I think it's going to backfire on them, but we can't take that for granted.
James, they need to be held accountable, and hopefully that is the case. When you were saying earlier about fear, remember that old acrostic, you know, false evidence appearing real? This is what fake news is all about. They get a little bit of reality, and they blow it out, but what they're doing in scaring people, it kind of reminds me, you know, here in Florida, whenever we get hurricanes in the offing and that sort of thing, they hype. For 10 days, I mean, it is a countdown of hurricanes, you know, coming to the coastline here. And I'm thinking, wait, this is a retirement community. We got a lot of people over 60 here. You are raising their blood level, anxiety level. You're going to put, you know, Florida into a massive heart attack zone. But nope, hey, they just keep on, you know, they keep on talking about it and, you know, scaring the holy what have you out of people.
Well, and look, you know, when we look at it in context, you know, we had over a million people die last year from tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
A million. The state of Washington has had the first two deaths from coronavirus. Two people.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor, a Democrat, declared Washington in a state of emergency. This is politicizing the coronavirus risk. And I think there's something we have to watch for, Bill. You know, the people that are in charge of implementing the testing for coronavirus are government bureaucrats.
Exactly.
Many of them are Democrats who hate Trump. It is real easy for them to calibrate the tests so as to create more positives. So I think it's very possible that in the coming days and weeks, we're going to hear about the exploding number of coronavirus cases across the United States and blah, blah, blah. And Chuck Schumer will come predictably out and say, this is because of the incompetence of the Trump administration. They didn't get on this fast enough.
James, Tab, I'm glad you brought that up, but we got to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about how the Trump administration responded, because you talk about not getting credit. I think this is another case in point. He's the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Herson. More from him after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your throne.
Fresh
American Independent. Just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston continues with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst right here. You know, James, we started to mention about how quick, I believe, in my estimation, how the Trump administration responded to the coronavirus. I mean, here it is. China were, you know, they were holding their cards close to the vest. He offered to send, you know, our people over there to help them out. They wanted nothing, you know, to do with the CDC. And of course, that gave rise to all kinds of conspiracies. And, you know, then he started to, you know, lock down the building. And I was waiting for the ACLU to raise their head, and other Democrats said, wait a minute, you can't lock our doors. You know, we gotta keep things open here, you know. And there was a little bit of that, but it was more of a muttering than something that really got in the way of the president's executive actions to protect and to, you know, keep us in safety.
You know, in a world where we know there's always this risk of contagious diseases, we know that there are people developing bioweapons. Mm-hmm. We as Americans should be thanking God,
yes,
that Trump is the president and that the left is not in charge of the executive branch. Why do I say that? Because when Trump put in some reasonable bans on travel, which he did right away, he blocked travel from China, he was immediately called xenophobic by all kinds of Democrats. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden did, mm-hmm, the candidate, and they said he was overreacting. They criticize him no matter what he does. And what were the suggestions that the Democrats gave? Even of late, the Democrats want to open the borders to fight a contagious disease. They always want to open the borders. Hey, you have coronavirus? You can come in as long as you vote Democrat.
Right.
You can come in. You can infect everyone. It was unbelievable. At the debate, the people that are campaigning to be the leader of the free world suggested that we take the money away from border enforcement in order to better plan, to have some blue ribbon commission or something.
Right, yes.
For the
And 3 years later, they might come up with a solution, right?
Right, and it's fear-mongering to the max. The other thing the Trump administration did, which is so smart, which is going to bear fruit, is they asked the FDA to streamline the process when ultimately, which will happen probably in a couple of months, the Israelis have already developed a prototype. We're going to get a vaccine. And this is, as Steve Bannon called this is Trump's Churchill moment.
Mm.
I can see in the future, I can see another Wile E. Coyote situation where the Democrats thought that they had him. They thought that with this politicization of the coronavirus, we've knocked down the stock market. Oh, we're slowing things down. People are afraid to shop, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to be long. It's going to be long before the election. This is going to be solved, and President Trump is going to look like the massive hero that he is in this situation. You know, Dr. Mark Siegel.
Right.
Is it Dr. Siegel?
Yeah.
I think it is. Yes, the guy from, he happens to work for Fox.
Right.
This physician, he was reporting on this. He said he has never in his career seen an emerging contagion, emerging disease handled better than what the Trump administration has done. Now, the left dismisses him because he gets paid by Fox News, but we know people pay attention.
Right.
Fox News is not a right-wing operation anymore.
No, not by far.
Exactly. If anything, during the day, they're indistinguishable at times from the other cable networks. So Dr. Mark Siegel, and he's not, you know, a knee-jerk Trump supporter or anything like that.
Absolutely. No, he's never given you that indication.
From a scientific point of view. The one thing good is most people who work in healthcare, most people who are on the front lines of healthcare are like our first responders, are like our military. Most of them have no time for this baloney politicization of what is a very noble and important profession. And I believe most of them are going to act as they have been and as they have done in the past. They did it with Ebola.
And I'm glad you brought that up, James. See, because what happened was they're comparing Obama's reaction to Ebola as being so much more superior than what Trump is doing with the coronavirus. And so what that does is that immediately raises, you know, the whole politicization and the, you know, the partisanship. And now, you know, you've got conservatives looking into Ebola and doing a comparison of how, you know, the Obama regime handled the Ebola crisis.
I mean, the Obama regime led from behind on everything. They were timid. They didn't show leadership. Mm-hmm. And they did the same. But the personnel who work in the medical roles within the government did a great job once they got their hands on it, on Ebola. They did a great job with SARS and MERS.
Exactly.
And they all learned from this. Mm-hmm. They learned. It was great experience. And actually, you know, what they're doing right now, they're having some tweaking and adjusting. But the coronavirus, I believe, is going to be handled. It, you know, things are going to get a bit worse before it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
But when the dust settles, they're going to take the coronavirus hoax. And it's going to go on the ash heap, trash heap.
Yeah, the hoax is the reaction, the Democratic reaction. It is not the potential disease itself. We have to keep it in context, and that's what the doctors are saying. Because look at the flu. Look at how many people are affected by the flu and how many people die from the flu every year. Every year.
The coronavirus coverage hoax.
Yes.
Coronavirus Democrat narrative hoax.
I think you're right. That's the way to put it.
About.
James, real quick, we got about 3 minutes left here. I want to talk about, you know, speaking of the Democrats, here we are, the presidential Democratic nomination, the road to. You've got Buttigieg out, Steyer out, Klobuchar out. As we knew, the flock would be thinning. And the Democrats, no doubt, the traditional Democrats are totally freaking out because it would appear right now that Bernie Sanders is could very well be their standard bearer. Biden, of course, gets second life out of South Carolina, and so Buttigieg gets out of the way, and so now you've got Bloomberg's money. You got the passion of Bernie's followers, and you've got the party's choice of Biden, and the holy trinity of these guys is left standing, and Elizabeth Warren is sitting there on the outside saying, "Hey, I'm going to take it to the convention because I'm believing that it's going to be a brokered convention."
Yeah, I think the purpose of Buttigieg and Klobuchar dropping out is to move it even more likely in that direction of a brokered convention. That's what the Democrat establishment wants. And I think the likelihood is that in the event that Bernie Sanders does not get a majority of delegates, he has to lock down the nomination. If there's any running space for the DNC, they are going to take it away from them, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see them moving their horses. I mean, notice that Elizabeth Warren did not drop out. I find that very significant.
Yes.
You know, she's not been doing all that well, but she pulls votes away from Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect that that's the reason that she stays in there. And I do believe that, you know, Democrat establishment looks at Bloomberg and Biden and they've been moving back and forth between them. But when it gets to the convention, as long as it's a brokered convention, the superdelegates can swoop in there and basically pick whomever they want.
Right.
Even Schutter. Mm. They can bring back Hillary. They can bring in a ticket of Oprah and Michelle Obama.
We got to leave it there. We're out of time. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst here. James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
Make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states, Texas being the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries with 228 delegates. The biggest primary of the day was California with 415 delegates. Senator Bernie Sanders appears to have won there. He's also the projected winner in three other states. The clear results still pending in Maine, where the race between Biden and Sanders has been too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America Just Like That, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. Thanks so much for having me on, Bill.
Well, great to have you on. Super Tuesday it was, with all kinds of super delegates. Not to be confused, I only mean super because of the number of the delegates that were out there that were for the grabbing, really between the three key candidates of, Biden, Bloomberg, and Sanders and Bernie. I want to stay with the three V's only to stay alliterative.
But, exactly.
Yeah, so, it's such that, as it did in South Carolina, we'll look to see if things will ferret out and if the crowd will thin out even more so after last week losing 3-1-2-3 in a row between, Buttigieg and, Steyer out, and then Klobuchar. Klobuchar, I got to tell you, was a bit of a surprise for me. So I figured that the DNC must have offered them something to get them to bow out. And that's a tough decision to make without some outside influence.
That's true. She did have a situation where she tried to do a rally in her home state the other day, and there were protesters who were there, and she never even was able to take the stage, and they had to shut the event down. So I don't know if it was the DNC or another campaign, or if that event in her home state wound up rattling her. I don't know. But I was kind of surprised that she did not wait for Super Tuesday myself.
Yeah, exactly. And then Buttigieg had delegates. And, you know, to forego those, and then here they all go on stage to support Joe Biden. And as if that's not enough, let's bring Beto O'Rourke back on the stage. When you thought you had heard the last of Beto O'Rourke, he's back.
Exactly. So it's really interesting to see how the establishment type Democrats are all trying to come together to do all that they can to defeat Bernie Sanders and to stop his momentum.
Well, that is clear, isn't it, that the establishment Democratic Party, or the establishment part, the wing of the Democratic Party, in contest with the left wing, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that Joe Biden, with all his stumbles and bumbles, Jenny Beth, it's embarrassing. It kind of reminds me, when I was a kid growing up, Willie Mays was one of my favorite ball players, and when he played one season too many and started dropping balls in center field, it kind of just hurts your heart, you know, to see that happen. And for Joe Biden, it you cringe. And when they show him in video and there's people behind him, and they're kind of cringing or just trying to hold back, you know, this shock that he just misspoke and talking Thursday instead of Tuesday, or, you know, running for Senate as opposed to the president, forgetting what cities he's in. And I guess this is all indicative of, you know, the kind of pressure and, you know, the schedule that you keep. I mean, it is wearing no matter what age you happen to be, but he just happens to be on top of it a little bit older. But it seems like his synapses are a little bit slow in firing here.
Yeah, you're right. When you said I don't like his policies. I don't want him to be president. And it doesn't matter when you watch. And there's one thing to have gaffes. We all have gaffes, and we can sit there and say, "Well, look what the press would do if it were Donald Trump." Okay, I can acknowledge all of that, and I still can have compassion as one human being to another.
Exactly.
Because it's hard not to wonder: is this really just a gaffe, or is there some of these early signs of something else going on? And
right.
I'm not trying to malign the former vice president. It's just something that I think many people have that same question. And I'm not making fun of it. I sit there and it's hard not to have questions about it.
Yeah, but you're exactly right, Jenny Beth, and you put it in the correct perspective that we should have. He's a fellow human being who's guilty of wanting to serve this country. And we may not like his policies, but he's one of us, you know, trying to get through life, doing the best he can. And, you know, you just think, wow, there should be somebody there to come alongside. And I think, in a way, the former president tried to tell him that he didn't need to do this, that he had done enough. But Joe being Joe, you know, he's. You know, bless his heart, he's out there fighting and doing the best he can. But meanwhile, you know, here we are dealing with this. And then, you know, some people have to make the comparative. Well, you think he's bad. You know, what about Donald Trump? And go, yeah, but I think it's a little bit different, but that's okay. We'll just leave that alone and let it play out the way it's going to play. And we'll see, because what Bloomberg and even Elizabeth Warren, what they're hoping for with the Democratic Party is a brokered convention, which we haven't had. What, it's been 70 years since the last brokered convention.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And I think that a brokered convention winds up being a lose-lose situation for Democrats. And here's why I think it. And I think it would have been a lose-lose situation. Well, maybe not a lose-lose situation, but I think that the Republicans would have created a very difficult situation if they'd gotten rid of Donald Trump 4 years ago and not made him the nominee. Now, if he had the delegates, it wasn't an issue. But if Bernie Sanders or whoever it is, whoever it might be, doesn't have the delegates going in on the first ballot, and if it winds up being Bernie Sanders who has the most in the popular vote or the most delegates or both, and he does not ultimately become the nominee, then you get into a situation where his base, whether it is real or not, you can say that they were playing by the rules and it's not a rigged situation. That doesn't matter as much as what his base perceives to be reality, because perception is reality. Mm-hmm. If they perceive the election was stolen from them, his supporters, they're going to be much less likely to get out the vote in the fall. And then if he winds up becoming the nominee, his policies would undo all the good to the economy in the last 4 years from President Trump. You can poll Americans. You can ask them, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Most Americans would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's policies are working, and Bernie Sanders' policies would not work the same way. They would grow government, increase taxes. We'd have the Green New Deal with massive government spending, Medicare for all, which means we would have one option for insurance, and that would be the federal government as our insurance provider. Amnesty for illegal immigrants, taxpayer-funded health care benefits for illegal immigrants, and the list goes on and on.
Exactly.
I just don't think that is a winning platform for Democrats. So they're caught between a rock and a hard place right now.
Well, they really are, because they abandoned Bernie in the last cycle in 2016 and gave it to Hillary. And to your point, his followers stayed home. A lot of his followers didn't vote in 2016. And if they perceive that this nomination is stolen from Bernie once again, I mean, you're on the brink of a civil war within that party. This could be an absolute disaster. So they've got to be real careful. I mean, it's bad enough that they have become so overt now to make it obvious that they don't want Bernie, and they're clearing the way for Joe Biden.
That is exactly right. So we'll see how it plays out as we continue to watch more of these primaries and as the field continues to narrow.
Exactly. Well, Jenny Beth, we got about a minute and a half, and I did want to get your read on the federal appeals court allowing the federal government to withhold grant money to so-called sanctuary states and localities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. I believe this was a big win. You know, people want to frame it and say it's a big win for the president, but I say it's a big win for, Americans that are interested in their national security.
It's a big win for Americans who care about national security, and really it's a big win for the citizens of those cities who may wind up becoming victims of crime, because those cities and states are becoming a magnet for illegal immigrants. And not just illegal immigrants, but a lot of the hardened criminal illegal immigrants.
Exactly.
So I think it's a win. It probably will wind up going further through the courts before it all is said and done, but it is certainly a win, not just for the president, but for the American people.
Well, and as you say, Congress should now pass legislation that allows victims of crimes committed by released illegal immigrants to sue for damages.
That is precisely right. Senator Tom Tillis has a bill that would allow that to happen, and they should be able to sue their city or state if their city or state is ignoring federal law.
She's the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it was Super Tuesday yesterday, and lots to talk about. Dan Perkins is going to be coming up in the next hour, and we'll break it down. Okay, a little bit of surprise here. I know people have been saying, well, you know, thinking that maybe in anticipation that it could be a clear binary choice. I still think no matter who the Democrats put up, it's a clear binary choice. Their policies are well documented, and they are empirical evidence of, do you want freer markets? Do you want liberty as defined by our U.S. Constitution? Or do you want people in charge who believe that it is the government that gave us everything? You know, you didn't build that. It was the government, you know. I guess the government has to take credit for something because they don't do much. All they do is take our money, right? And they spend it. And then you question how it's allocated, because here we are, after all is said and done, $23 trillion in debt. They've compromised our Social Security, messed up, you know, our health care system because they thought they needed to get in the middle of it and fix it. But, hey, that's a story for another day. Right now, we're going to breathe a little bit. Yes. And calm down and bring in the Lady of Calm. Yes, we're talking the Good News Girl herself. Samantha Mao joins us now, as she does every week. Hey, Miss Sam, how are you doing?
I'm great. Happy to be here. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I tell you, we're still praying for the people in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I was just there last week, and we left Friday afternoon after airing the show there at NRB at the Grand Ole Opry at the hotel. And man, I'm telling you, it's just a heartbreak to see the devastation, how that tornado came in the dark of night yesterday.
Oh yeah, you know, I have a couple of cousins that actually live in Nashville, and everybody's kind of like, I mean, that was a crazy tornado to go through there, and I'm just praying for everybody's recovery. Fortunately, they were safe, but, you know, so many, I think last time I saw, 22 people had lost their lives.
Right, and it might be a couple dozen, up to 24 now, but, you know, and I knew when the count came in, because it was early, and we reported on it yesterday that you knew it was going to grow because, you know, you got to go and find out. I mean, buildings were collapsed and you got to go through the rubble and figure out, you know, what's going on. And then also you get the calls, you know, who's missing. And, you know, as families make the immediate phone calls to check on everybody and, you know, they're not answering phones and, you know, all the concern goes up and you can't blame them. I mean, this is just a serious situation. But look at officials there are strong on hand and they're doing, you know, doing a good job. And the Trump administration is doing everything they can to support, you know, the people there. And of course, you know, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I had an opportunity on Friday to talk with Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. Of course, you know, this is all before all this stuff happened. But what a sweet lady. I got to tell you, I was just so impressed. I don't know. Can you say that? Can you say that somebody's a sweet lady without offending them anymore? I don't know.
I think that's a compliment. I hope to be referred to that way.
Well, I hope it is anymore. But, you know, sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, it's condescending. You call her a sweet lady. I but hopefully people understand, you know, my heart. I mean, my respect for her has always been, you know, above average for her. I just have respected her even as a congresswoman and now as a senator and to see how she continues to fight the good fight for conservatism. But it was really an honor to sit down and talk to her and very kind, very generous woman with her time. And here she is as a senator and welcoming us, you know, to her state and to be there and be able to talk about, you know, all things politic. In this political season.
You know, what I find even more impressive is for a politician to be still able to be sweet, you know, for a successful politician to do a good job and be sweet still. That's something you don't imagine a lot, and I think that's an ultimate compliment for her.
Well, I think, you know, you have this sense of humility that she has about her, and there are some politicians, notably, that are not very humble. And they are the ones that have tilted, you know, the org chart upside down to where they're on top instead of we the people. I didn't get that impression from the senator. Like I said, very sweet lady. And I said it again, so you can be doubly mad at me if that offends you. I apologize. Hey, let's talk about this woman. Speaking of kindness and that, she was fired by a bank for an act of kindness. And you know, what was all that about? But there is redemption after all, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a Portland woman. She was fired from her job with U.S. Bank after doing. And honestly, if my employee did this, I would have to give them a raise. But she was fired by her job with U.S. Bank after Christmas Eve. She did an act of kindness. There was a guy there, a customer that called in, and she ends up giving $20 of her customer to this guy, Mark, who he was broke and stranded at a gas station on Christmas Eve after the bank put a hold on his paycheck. And she received permission from her supervisor to drive down to the gas station and hand him $20 of cash of her own money.
Wow.
And both her and her supervisor, Abigail Gilbert, were actually fired over the incident, which I'm not sure how that even came to be or, you know, what technical rule they broke. I'm not sure how you can't.
Yeah, is the FDIC against helping a fellow citizen in need on a holiday stranded at a gas station?
Right. Oh, when their money's just on hold, they just can't get to it. I think that's just insane. But so both James and her supervisor were fired over the incident. And then the New York Times ends up writing about it. And then, of course, the U.S. Bank gets all this bad press and they end up offering their jobs back. While her supervisor went back, she decided not to. But this is the good part of the story. Not only was she, so you hear the part that she's so kind and her supervisor was kind, but then they faced that backlash. Well, First Credit Union in Sonoma County, California, they found out about her and they decided to get in contact with her and end up creating a job especially for her.
In a heartbeat.
Just to come work at their bank. Yep,
yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's,
hey, well, did the guy ever pay her back her $20?
You know, I'm just
interested, but I'm sure what the credit union did in terms of hiring her And you see, this is the thing about today's America that we have to be so careful about, is that with this technology and everything, you know, and anymore when you call a business, Sam, I don't know what to do when a humanoid actually answers. You know, I'm used to, I got to go through 500 prompts and, you know, bounce around, and then you finally get a chance to talk to somebody. And if somebody actually picks up the phone and says hello, you pause for a minute because you're waiting for, okay, all right, give me the rest of the message so I know what number is it. No, it's right, a humanoid, you know. And that's but to true. Have that direct human contact is so important these days. And good for the credit union to see that, and even for the supervisor, you know, hopefully when, you know, with her going back to her original bank, that somehow, you know, she's an example of customer service, and the bank, you know, adjust their attitude on this, you know, and, you know, do some training on this, because boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing like customer service that can, you know, can give you just extra benefit and give customers more of a reason why they put their money with you as opposed to somebody else. Now, this next story, you know, it's warm, you know, especially warm to my heart, because anytime we talk about Marines, you know me. So in this particular case, we got a Marine who dove into angry sea. He saves a pregnant woman from drowning in 10-foot swells. Break that down for us, if you would.
This is actually Major William Easter. He felt a moral obligation to dive into the sea and save a pregnant woman. This is over in Okinawa, and she was drowning. He was awarded the Navy Marine Corps Medal. The service is the highest recognition in the non-combat heroism. And this is so he ends up. This is his actions were in December of 2018. But this is recently that, you know, that's coming out that he's getting this award.
Yeah, because so, whenever you're recommended for an award, it does take some time because they all, everything, you know, nobody gets an award just on the whim of something unless you're some future presidential candidate. But that's another story.
That's true. I'm sure they have so many different people doing so many amazing things, but this was especially amazing. So the woman's husband had sought assistance. Can you imagine your pregnant wife drowning? Something like that just has to be devastating. And so he comes in. This is in Sunapee Seawell in the East China Sea. And he was nearing exhaustion trying to help her. And then, so, you know, this Marine, he's like, I had confidence in my training. I knew that I'd be able to help her.
So the husband's in the water and he's spent, trying to do everything he can to save his pregnant wife. And by the way, we're talking 10-foot high swell, 35-mile-an-hour winds here.
Wow, that's
incredible. Wow.
And actually, the first boat that comes out to rescue them is so small it gets capsized. So they're out there for an hour. He's got a flotation device, and he's helping this woman stay out. So it was a crazy scenario. You know, it's hard to appreciate how scary this must have been. But he was very confident in his training that he would have been able to do it. And there's absolutely no way, I guarantee, that her or most people would have been able to survive without the help of somebody specially trained like that.
We've only got about a minute left, so, you know, here we are once again. But this is why you got to check Sam's at Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com, and you can catch up on it. Let's talk about this real quick, this woman who is dumped for being too fat. She goes on to win Miss Great Britain, huh?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, I think that when people struggle with their weight, Jen Atkins, she lost 112 pounds, going from 247 to 131 in 2 years after her fiance dumped her. I think that was it's like that's when it really hit her that she needed to do something to change her life, and she did it for herself. And then she went on to keep going, and she became Miss Britain. I just think that's amazing. You should see her. She looks fantastic.
And the fiance's at the door. I want you back, baby. I want you. Go away, sucker.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
Samantha Mal, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Hi, thank you. Bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is...